Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
And this morning in the studio, we have got Hannah Alekamp, who is a doctor of veterinary medicine, who completed her PhD in Hanover in Germany. And then you've come over here to New Zealand to move into human biology and human sciences, particularly looking at pregnancy. Tell us a little bit about how you got into this research. And kia ora, welcome, by the way.
Hi, thanks. So doing my PhD in Germany was already kind of a translational project where I worked with a model to look into a disorder in human pregnancies, and this kind of really brought me into human medical research, and then seeing the project here in New Zealand was just really fitting with what I was doing before.
So outline the project for us. What are you looking at? It's virtual pregnancies. What does that mean?
Yeah, so I'm working in a group that is by the Faculty of Medical and Health Science and also the ABI, so the Bioengineering Institute. And we are trying to basically create all three parts of pregnancy in a computer. So looking at the maternal side, so the mum's uterus, but also the baby, and then what we have in between, which is the placenta, which is nourishing the baby and also removing waste from the baby during pregnancy.
So what's the, I guess, the use of having a virtual pregnancy or a virtual model of that? How would that be helpful for science?
So the problem is that during a normal pregnancy, we're obviously really, really limited and really looking into it and see what's happening, because it's just in the mum's womb, so we can't really access anything and look into the details. And by having that as a kind of virtual model, we can then kind of play around on the computer and simulate diseases or things that can go wrong and understand better what that would mean for a real pregnancy without even having to touch the mum or the baby.
That must be fantastic for ethics, makes life a lot easier.
Yes, yeah. For sure.
So tell us a little bit about, I guess, why you got interested in this field in the first place, because you were in veterinary science. Why did you decide human science was something you'd be interested in?
Well, to be honest, I was thinking a long time about doing veterinary medicine or human medicine, and decided for veterinary medicine in the end, which was a good choice. But I always, during vet school, was really interested into reproductive medicine and especially female reproduction. And I think it all kind of just lined up and got me really interested into staying in that field and getting the chance to kind of move back into human, or not even move back, move on into human medical research, just was what I wanted to do.
Seemed like a natural time and a good step to take. I'm really interested in this thing called fetal growth restriction, which seems to be something that your research is focusing on as a particular problem that can arise. What is that, first of all, and what are you looking at?
So fetal growth restriction means that the baby basically isn't growing properly in the uterus, and that affects around 1 in 10 pregnancies worldwide. So it's quite a common problem, but we're quite bad at detecting it or even treating it. So what usually happens is that the doctor will see that the baby drops off the normal growth chart in the second half of pregnancy, but by then already something is going wrong. So the baby isn't growing properly because it can't get enough oxygen and nutrients via its placenta. By the time point that we pick that up, it's basically too late. So the doctor can only really monitor the baby very closely and, in the worst case, deliver them early. And that makes that the largest risk factor for premature birth, but also even stillbirth. And we, with our research, try to understand better what's going on to hopefully detect them earlier, to get a kind of window to help them before they stop growing.
And so does that mean that you're looking specifically at the placenta through your modelling, or are you looking at all parts of it, really?
We're looking at all parts of it in our group, and I'm mostly focusing on the mum's side, so I'm looking at the blood vessels in the uterus to understand how they adapt to pregnancy, because the placenta needs to bring all that nutrients and oxygen to the baby, so that needs a lot of blood, and that is usually delivered to the placenta by making the mum's blood vessels larger. And I want to understand how that happens in a normal pregnancy, and then understand what can go wrong, and most of all to understand which of those blood vessels are the most important ones. And if we can know what the important ones are, that gives us a chance to look at those blood vessels. So in the future, we hope to be able to tell the doctor, you need to look at this blood vessel, which can probably be done with an ultrasound in a pregnancy scan, and then detect those blood vessels that are not adapting to pregnancy and being able to do something about it.
So where is your research at the moment? Are you still in the very early stages of it, or are you getting to a point where you're almost able to start doing some of that real world stuff as well?
We're kind of probably halfway, I would say. So we already know from our computer models which blood vessels are a good target and which might be the important ones. And we're currently in a stage in the lab to kind of looking at cells, for example, to understand how they react in pregnancy. But we also work together with clinicians who are actually looking at pregnant women and try to visualize those arteries and to see if we can use that to look at that problem.
It sounds like such fascinating research. Is it something you're hoping to continue with in your kind of field of research career, I guess?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I'm really promoting placenta and pregnancy research. I think it's super exciting, and it's should be more understood and more researched than it currently is.
I was going to ask you, is it quite an under-researched part of health science?
I think so, yeah. It's still a very, very niche area. So basically everyone in the field almost knows everyone because it is such a transient organ. You know, it's not like there for the your whole life, but it will determine basically most of your life for every one of us.
That's amazing. Hey, Hannah, thank you so much for coming in and speaking to us this morning. It's been really interesting to hear about your research. Best of luck with the rest of it.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn. Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.
Thank you.